So this is just an introduction to the 40-day prosperity plan. And before we jump into this, I just want to talk a little bit about prosperity. Everything is alignment. We are all aligning with the energies in the of the universe. And so we ourselves are frequency, energy, and frequency. So what happens when we are out of alignment, prosperity stops flowing in the way that it should flow through us. And to us. So when I think in terms of alignment, I think in terms of whatever is outside, is perceived to be outside of myself that I want because I'm separate from it. I need to get in back into alignment with that which is, which means I need to get back into alignment with my God self because we are whole, perfect, and complete, just as we are. We know this. But when there is a sense of lack, that means energetically, we are not aligned with the desires of our heart or our soul. So I just wanted to put that out there before we begin. So I love this book by John Randall Price. I just think it's a powerful way to end a year and have a clean slate for the new year. And by clean slate, I mean just really deciding to leave all your old beliefs behind and really stepping into that new 2026 or whatever new year it is, really stepping into it fully present with who you are as a child of God and what you are claiming for your new year, what you are claiming for your new you. So when we step into a new year without intention, we're kind of leaving the door open for chaos. You know, we're leaving the door open for anything to just kind of show up in this universe, and nothing is really chaos. It's all divine order, but it may not be to your liking if you are not in alignment with whatever it is you want to create. So I enjoy doing this to have a clean slate. So I set an intention for going into my new year. So my intention, I always set two intentions. I always set an intention on my birthday in October, and I always set an intention for the new year. So my intention for the new year is really to be more open for good, more available to good. I was driving around doing errands today, and I was just saying, I am now more open to my good than I've ever been before. I am now op more present to my good than I've ever been before. I am more available to my good than I've ever been before. I am more available to my good. And the thing about being available is that we think we are, but we don't voice it. And if we're not voicing it and we're not saying it and we're not claiming it really out loud and with intention and conviction, then the universe is thinking, okay, well, she probably wants this or she probably wants that, or let's see if we throw that at her and see if that sticks, or if she might change her mind. I don't know. But if we really claim what we are intending for our new year, and we put that in alignment with this 40 days of prosperity where we are leading up and we're building momentum and we're building integrity around our desires and our intention of what we want. We're standing in alignment with that. Then this becomes even more a more powerful program than it already is when we add our intention to what we are creating. So, thoughts, ideas, or questions about that? No? Okay. So, Queen Andrea, welcome, beautiful. Long time no see. So I'm just going to jump right in. The first thing, first of all, you know that it's 40 days. So if you miss a day, you start over. The intention is to end it on December 31st. That is the intention. However, we know there's no such thing as time, right? Therefore, if you need to start over, start over. The really important thing here is to get it done, is to be consistent, is to do 40 days straight, nonstop. So if you have to start over three times, it's okay. You start over three times. But really take this to heart because when you change you, you set out a vibration that helps to change the planet. So really take this to heart. Re if you are committing to do 40 days, really commit to doing 40 days. So that's the first thing. Every day, there's 10 statements, right? There's 10 statements, and you're going to do one statement a day starting on the 22nd. On the 22nd of November, decide what time you want to do your statement. You read your statement, you'll write it out in your journal. You'll meditate for 15 minutes, see what comes up for you, journal it out, whatever came up for you, and you repeat the same thing the next day. So the next day you're on statement number two. Let me just pull it up so you ladies can see. First day, you're going to write out this big statement here in your journal. I actually wrote mine out tonight because I wanted to make sure that when I start on the 22nd, that I'm really starting with the first statement and have this be like the foundation for it. So this day, and you want to write this out in your journal, I cease believing in invisible money as my supply and my support. And I view the world of effect as it truly is, simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs. I believed in the power of money. Therefore, I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. I just want to read that one again. I believed in the possibility of lack. So that right there, ladies, tells you how much of an error our belief systems can be. If we even have a thought, there is such thing as lack in the universe. There isn't. There isn't. But we've been so conditioned to believe that there's something outside of ourselves that we have to go and get. So, I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith, gave man and conditions power over me. I believed in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thoughts. And in doing so, I have limited the unlimited. I got to repeat that one again. I have limited the unlimited. That is such a powerful phrase because when you think about it, how can you limit that which is unlimited? And I'll tell you how, because we were given free will. So we can limit the unlimited within our own lives. We can't do that for others, but we can limit our own good. So no more, no more. This day, I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day, I acknowledge God and only God as my substance, my supply, and my support. So, ladies, this is what you want to write in the beginning of your journal if you're starting a new one. And if you're using an old journal and you feel like you've done this enough times and you just want to read it, then that's fine, you know. So there's 10 statements and you want to read one each day. You already know how to do this. And do your meditation afterwards. I just want to, oh, also from the book, part one, The Truth and the Law, I highly suggest you read that. And part two, The 40-Day Prosperity Plan, highly recommend that you read that. And then you go on to your statements. So maybe you could do those two parts one and two before the 22nd of November when we actually start our statements. The very first statement I love, God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me. as me, individualized as me. So, talk to me, ladies. What are your thoughts, ideas, questions? Are we ready? Do we got this? Are we stepping into alignment? Are we setting an intention for the new year? Talk to me.
I am ready. I get excited about this every year because it always seems like my understanding of the purpose of it evolves each year. There's always something that I noticed in the coming year that I didn't notice in prior years. So I always look forward to it.
Awesome. Awesome. I do too. I really do. I always look forward to it because I am in a different place each year. And so I'm heightening, is that a word? I'm raising my level of awareness and deepening my consciousness with the prosperity plan. I'm heightening. I'm raising. Let's stick with the word raising. I'm raising my consciousness, expanding my consciousness. So I'm new each time, each year. We're all new. We're different people. We're different women. And so to come to the same teaching with a different attitude helps you to grow.
Love
Helps you to grow. So yeah, thank you for sharing that, Queen Nakisha. Anybody else? Thoughts, ideas, questions? Do you ladies want to share your intention or create an intention for 2026?
I can cr I would like to create one.
Okay.
Gotta get some paper here. I need help. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Let me get my notebook here.
So when we think about creating an intention, you know, I always go to the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, happiness. And we can create an intention that covers all of that, all four areas. Or we can create an intention that focuses on one area. The thing about focus is that when you focus on one area, it magnifies it and brings it into your 3D reality a lot faster. When you spread your focus out over all four, it just takes a little bit more time. And this is a conditioned programming that we and humanity have. It doesn't mean it has to be that way. You can expand, you can elevate your awareness and consciousness to the point where you can focus on all four at one time and boom, it happens. I'm just saying the norm is when you focus on one, it's easier and quicker. So, what you got for us, Jin Jin?
I don't have anything yet. I'm thinking. I need help.
Okay. You got to give us some direction. It's like going into a restaurant saying, I'm hungry.
Well, I'm making really good headways this year on my business of the chocolate because the attic is getting closer and closer to being usable. And I have some product that I can mess around with. So I feel like that's a good direction. And I don't know how to say, I'd like it to be fun, enjoyable, exciting, creative, and prosperous.
It being the attic
No, the business, the chocolate part.
and messing with you. Okay, so your intention is basically focusing on your business
Well,
for
not
next year.
entirely because, like, I want my body to be able to be all nice and healed too, because I want to play more pickleball than I have been.
So start out an intention. Just start an intention such as, oh, I have an idea. You like to travel, right? Okay. So a vision might be I'm traveling and speaking about my chocolate and being paid very well to travel and speak. if you are not strong and healthy, you're not going to be traveling. So sometimes going above what you want, explaining, having a bigger vision encompasses all of the little things that it takes to realize that vision. So if I'm traveling and speaking and being paid well to talk about chocolate and teach people about chocolate, then that kind of sets a global intention for your business. Does that make sense? Am I kind of on the right track here?
Yeah. Because, yeah, like you said, the health thing would have to kind of come in line with that. Sort of, because, it's physical strains. Oh, Janet sideways. No. I think that maybe it's because the pickleball for me, it's relaxation and release, and exercise. So, because I'll have a tendency to, if I start doing something business-wise, I get so wrapped up into it. I like, that's it. I just kind of focus too much on it. Even when I worked for a company, I did the same thing, work 10-hour days and stuff like that. So,
Balance.
yeah, okay.
Balance. So the vision might be that you are balancing work and play. I don't even like the word work. Is that that's like a bad word to me, work, you
It's
know?
no, I know, because it's not really work, because when you have your own business, it's not really work. So,
balancing productivity and play. Something like that. You know. So your intention might be, I gracefully balance my productivity and play in ways that brings
you're
me
not
great
recording
prosperity.
this. Are you recording it? Oh, I thought you had turned it off.
Oh, I did. Oh well. No,
It again.
it's recording.
Oh, okay. So I can go back and write it later. Okay.
So the vision might be, or the statement might be for the year is, I gracefully balance productivity and play while creating a prosperous chocolate empire, something like that. And there has to be a vision to go with it, you know?
Yeah.
So something like that, you know, creating your statement for the year. And then in January, doing the vision board around that, you can start your vision board now, you know? And then when we do our vision board session, you'll be ahead of the game. Yay. Hello, Queen Janet. Welcome. Howdy. How you do?
How are you?
You're muted. Can't hear you. You're muted.
There we go. I was trying to
There we go.
unmute. Yeah,
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm getting over a cold. I'm a little stuffy. But other
Wow.
than that, doing well.
Okay, so we've got only about 5 minutes left on the call because this was just an intro to the prosperity program.
Okay.
You've done this before, right?
Right.
Okay, so you have your new journal, yes?
My new journal from the website.
No, just get any kind of journal.
Oh, yeah, I've
Any.
got journals. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then you're going to write down the first statement on the first. Blah, blah, blah. You're going to write down the first statement in the handout, which is
Okay.
this day, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to write that in your journal. And then on November 22nd, you're going to do statement number one. Read it, feel it, write it down, meditate for 15 minutes, and then journal your thoughts and feelings. And then the next Monday, so every Monday, ladies, until December 29th, I will be here, whether anybody's here or not. I will be here for a half an hour for sharing comments, ideas, talking it through, what's working, what's not working, that kind of stuff. So,
You said every Monday?
every Monday, I will be here just a half an hour. For anybody that wants to share their ideas or their thoughts or have questions, this program can bring up some stuff if you're doing it right. You know,
What time?
same time, 8:30. 8:30 my time, 7:30 your time, I think.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So every Monday, just a half hour check-in. Say hello. This is what's going on for me. This is what I've manifested. This is what's not working. That kind of thing, just so that we have a space to voice what's going on. So whether you're here or not, I will be. Yay.
All right.
Questions, thoughts, ideas. Okay. Last year we had some men join us because Muriel invited her Toastmasters group. So that was fun. So ladies, if you know anybody that wants to join us, they don't have to register on the website at all. Just send them the link and they can just jump in and join us. They can go on the website and download the handout for free and then just jump on the calls and just join us, chat it up with us. So yay. Anything else? Nope. Happy Thanksgiving if I don't see you tomorrow night on the call. Happy Thanksgiving.
Alrighty then.
All right, ladies. Oh, Nikisha, talk to us.
Yes, I was just about to say when you stop recording, I wanted to share something.
Okay, let me stop recording.